还是像原来一样开场白是吗？
是的，是的，亲爱的，你说吧。嗯。
Hare Krishna，尊敬的各位奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2021年3月11日，星期四。今天呢，我们又非常荣幸的邀请到 Chandrasekhar Prabhu 继续为我们讲述 Krishna 举起 Gavarshan 的逍遥时光。欢迎大家聆听 Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna and good morning to everybody.
Hare Krishna， 大家早上好。
So we are now using Zoom.
我们现在在用 Zoom 讲课。
The last time I gave the talk was on Lord Nityananda Prabhu's appearance day. That was 2 weeks ago now.
就是呢，两周之前呢，上一次讲课呢，我给大家讲述了有关主尼天丹丹的逍遥时光。主尼天丹的显现日的一个讲课。
We had finished the last, before that, the last talk we gave, we were discussing sharing the Govardhan pastime, Govardhan, puja pastime.
在上一次讲课之前呢，上一次呢，我们就是在讲有关就是崇拜高巴山的逍遥时光，这个还没有结束。
So that was more than a month ago now.
所以呢，距今已经有一个多月了。
So, we will continue from there.
所以呢，我们就将继续讲述。
The Govardhan Puja pastime is described in 4 chapters of the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 24 to 27.
就是有关Govardhan山的逍遥时光呢，在圣典不加瓦坛中呢有四章，就是从这个第十篇的24章到27章描述了这个逍遥时光。
Of course, we are all familiar, quite familiar with this pastime because we celebrate it each year, one of our main celebrations.
当然了，我们对这个逍遥时光其实是非常熟悉的，因为每一年我们都会庆祝这样的一个逍遥时光。这个节日呢，是我们要庆祝的一个最重要的一个节日之一。
But simply for the sake of some summary, we will briefly summarize what we have done, and then we'll continue from where we left off.
但是呢，就是为了能够概述一下我们之前所讲过的，然后呢，我们将就是从讲到的地方呢开始继续来讲。
As I remember, we finished Krishna lifting the Krishna has put down the hill and everyone has gone back home. I believe that's where we finished.
我记得我们是讲到 Krishna 把山放下，然后呢，每个人都回家了。
Is that correct?
我们
对吗？
Not yet. I think you just described how Krishna exchange love under Govardhan Hill with devotees.
Oh, did you translate the last class, Shrimana Priya?
Yes.
The last Govardhan Puja class, that was you?
Yeah, it's the first and also the last year. Yeah, right. You only give one lecture.
Was it?
About this. Yeah, because next week you canceled.
I didn't cancel, the problem canceled.
yeah.
Okay, so Krishna is still lifting Govardhan Hill, so that's where we are.
所以呢，我们现在还是讲到，就是 Krishna 仍然在举着高巴丹山。
Okay, so we'll summarize a little bit just to refresh some details, and then we shall continue.
我们呢将会概述一下之前讲过的内容，这样的话呢也提醒大家能够就是保持这个内容的一个新鲜感，然后呢我们再继续来讲后面的内容。
So we'll chant some prayers and then Krishna Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya Visali, Srimate Namah Krishna Goswami Iti Namne Namah Om Krishna Padaya,Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Prasadine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Haschatya Deshatarine Om Ajnana Simirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena.Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam SavadutamHarijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitam Shra Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam PavanebhyoVaishnavebhyo namo namaha Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Narayanam namaskritya Naram chaiva narotamamDevim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirayet Hare Krishna.
So,
yes, so we had begun, we had one class on the Govardhan Puja pastime.
So, no, 有关就是 Govardhan 山 Puja 的一个逍遥时光呢，我们就是讲过一课了。
If you remember, it took place in the same area or the same village where Krishna delivering the wives of the Brahmanas took place, which is, takes place before this pastime.
就是呢，如果你们还记得的话呢，就是Govardhan Puja 的这个逍遥时光的地点呢，跟就是 Krishna 拯救就是婆罗门的妻子。这个发生的这个地点是一样的，同一个村庄，只不过呢，就是这个就是那个 Krishna 拯救婆罗门的妻子那个逍遥时光是发生在之前的。
We all remember that pastime, how the Krishna delivered the wives of the Brahmanas.
我们呢，都。就是都能记住就是有关 Krishna 拯救就是 Brahma 的妻子的这个逍遥时光。
So the pastime may not have taken place there, but it began there.
就是呢这个逍遥时光可能并不是发生在那个地方，但是呢它却开始于那个地方。
Because,Nanda Maharaj and the other cowherd men, they were preparing the sacrifice for Indra in that village, because that was the village of the Brahmanas. That's where the Brahmanas stayed.
然后呢，就是在那同一个村庄呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 和那些牧牛童朋友们，他们呢就是想要为 Indra 举行一个祭祀因为那个也是那个村庄也是那些婆罗门 Brahma 们所待的一个地方。
The different parts of the past Govardhan Puja pastime took place at different places around Govardhan Hill.
有关戈尔丹山戈尔丹铺架的这个逍遥时光呢，不同的部分呢，它其实是发生在就是戈尔丹山周围的附近的不同的地点呢。
For those of you who have been to Vrindavan, Govardhan Hill, you will know you do Govardhan Parikrama and different places around the hill, different parts of the pastime take place. They have different places, you know, this happened here, that happened there, that happened there, etc.
如果就是你们去到过文达文绕拜过这个戈瓦丹山的话呢，你们就知道就是呢戈瓦丹山附近呢有很多不同的地方，就是在这不同的地方的地点都有不同的逍遥时光的上演，那么有的逍遥时光可能是发生在这儿，有的逍遥时光是发生在那个地方，所以就是在不同的地点。
And of course it's important to remember, as we know, thatAt that time, at the time of Lord Krishna, more than 5,000 years ago, Govardhan Hill was much bigger also.
而且呢，就是很重要的一点呢，就是在5000年前的话呢，就是当 Krishna 还在的时候呢， Govardhan 山是比现在要大得多。
It was certainly much wider and certainly much higher.
而且呢，也会更宽，然后呢，也会更高。
So anyway, the pastime began in that village because that is where Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men were preparing to perform the sacrifice, to Lord Indra.
就是这个逍遥时光呢，它发生最初发生的地点就是在那个村庄，因为当时呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 和那些牧牛郎们。他们呢正在准备为因卓举行一个祭祀。
And as we know, Lord Krishna discouraged them from worshipping Lord Indra.
而主 Krishna 呢，就是打消了他们去崇拜主因卓的这么一种积极性。
For how many reasons? For four reasons.
总共有四个原因。
One reason, Krishna considered that Indra had become too proud.
其中一个原因呢，就是 Krishna 认为 Indra 变得过于自负。
Why? And one reason Krishna felt that way is because, you know, Krishna, the residents of Vrindavan, they're Krishna's eternal associates. And...Indra was accepting worship from them, even though they are actually greater than Indra.
这个原因呢，就是因为就是文达文的居民呢是奎什纳永恒的同游，他们呢比主因卓的地位要崇高得多，但是呢因卓却从文达文的居民呢接受他们的崇拜。
He thought he was higher than them because he is Indra, but actually it was the opposite.
因卓认为呢，他比文达文的居民要崇高得多，事实上呢，却是相反的。
And generally, Indra had also become proud, just generally speaking.
而通常来说呢，因卓就很容易就骄傲自大。
So that was one reason. The second reason is because Krishna wanted to begin this annual festival of worshipping Govardhan Hill.
第二个原因呢，就是 Krishna 想要开启就是每年崇拜高巴丹山的这么一个节日。
Which, as we know, it continues to this day.
就是据我们了解，就是从那时候开始一直到今天。
The third reason, because Krishna wanted to be with all of his devotees together in one place for this 1 week time.
第三个原因呢，就是 Krishna 想要跟他所有的这些奉献者待在一个地方待上一周。
Normally, right, he would be with the cowherd boys at a certain time of the day. He would be with his family members at a certain time of the day. He would be with the gopis at a certain, but never all together.
通常的话呢，就是Krishna 呢，他就是会在一天之内跟牧牛童们、跟他的家人们，或者跟牧牛姑娘们，就是在不同的时间 跟他们在一起。
But in this incident altogether.
但是呢，在这个笑耳时光当中呢，就是 Krishna 跟他们所有人都可以待在一起。
And then the fourth reason is because he didn't want his associates to worship others. They didn't need to worship others.
嗯，第四个原因呢，就是 Krishna 他不想让他的这些同友们去崇拜他人，而且他们也没有必要去崇拜他人。
Krishna was there himself, and they have no need to worship anyone else.
嗯 ，Krishna 呢，就是就是他是至尊主本人，他不需要他们去崇拜其他人。
So these are the four reasons they Krishna discouraged the cowherd men from worshiping Indra, and of course, because Krishna is their only object of affection, and all they want to do is please him, they accepted his proposal.
嗯，而就是那个Krishna 呢，就是不想让他们就是去崇拜这个Indra。他们呢也接受了 Krishna 的这个建议，因为呢，就是 Krishna 是他们唯一的这个喜爱的爱的这个对象。
And we know, Indra became very angry. We all know this pastime, and then he attacked Vrindavan with the storms and rain.
嗯，然后呢，我们大家都知道 ，Indra 呢为此大为愤怒。然后呢，他就开始袭击文达本，向文达本降下狂风暴雨。
Or before that, as we know, that the residents they offered all of their worship to Govardhan Hill, as Krishna encouraged them to do.
嗯，然后呢，就是 Krishna 呢，就是鼓励文达本的居民，然后呢，去向格瓦丹山供奉各种各样的贡品。
So Krishna wanted to show the residents that Govardhan Hill is superior to Indra.
嗯 ，Krishna 呢，就是想向他们展示 Govardhan 山是比主 Indra 更为崇高。
Therefore, he appeared himself, on the top of Govardhan Hill, like a second Govardhan Hill in a personal form.
嗯，然后呢，他就把他自己就是。显现在格瓦丹的山顶上，那就像是第二个格瓦丹山的一个形象，它是非常个人的一个形象。
And he accepted all the offering.
而他呢，接受了他们所有的贡品。
In the Govardhan personification of Govardhan Hill.
嗯，所以呢，他就是格瓦丹山的一个人格化身。
Right, and Krishna told them, "Look, you." Worship Indra, he never comes, even after so many times, but you worship Govardhan Hill once and he has appeared before you, so he's much better.
嗯，然后呢 ，Krishna 就跟他们说，你们看，你们崇拜了 Indra 那么多次，他却从来没有显现过，但是呢，你们仅仅崇拜了一次 Govardhan 山，他就显现在你们面前。
And in this way, Krishna encouraged them that Govardhan was more important, or is more important, and more kind and more merciful than Indra.
嗯，所以呢，一种方式呢 ，Krishna 就鼓励文达文的居民，让他们意识到，就是 Govardhan 山是更加重要、更为仁慈，而且是更加友善的。
And then Indra attacked.Vrindavan with the storms.
所以呢 ，Indra 就向 Vrindavan 降下了狂风骤雨。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
And as we know well, Krishna lifted up Govardhan Hill for those 7 days and nights to protect.The resident.
嗯，接下来的我们大家都知道，就是Krishna 呢举起了格瓦丹山七天七夜，以保护文达文的居民。
The only reason why this could happen was because the Lord's pastime potency allowed it to happen.
嗯，这一切之所以上演，就是因为主 Krishna 他的这个逍遥时光的这种能量允许 这一切。
Right, you all may remember, we have this term Lila Shakti.
嗯，你们大家可能都知道有这么一个词，就是 Lila Shakti.
Right, Lila of course means pastime.
Lila 意思就是逍遥时光。
We have spoken about this before. Shakti means potency.
我们之前就是谈到过这一点。Shakti 的意思呢，就是能量。
So the Lord has a potency known as Lila Shakti, and this Lila Shakti, He facilitates all of the Lord's She facilitates all of the Lord's various pastimes in different ways.
嗯，就是呢 ，Lila Shakti 呢，它是一个女性的一个人格化身，然后呢，它一直不断的在为主的逍遥时光提供各种各样的便利。
Because demons, they cannot enter Vrindavan. They cannot, actually, Vrindavan is the spiritual world. How can a demon enter the spiritual world?
嗯，因为呢，事实上就是恶魔他是进不了这个灵性世界的，因为灵性世界一切都是灵性的，怎么能够就是恶魔怎么能够进得去灵性世界呢？
And in the same way, Indra cannot... Indra cannot attack Vrindavan either because Vrindavan is Krishna's place.
嗯，同样的，就是说，Indra 他也无法去袭击 Vrindavan， 因为 Vrindavan 是一个灵性之地。
It is only because the Lila Shakti, allows it to happen that it can happen.
嗯，因为呢，就是Lila Shakti 允许了这一切的发生，所以呢。这一切才得以发生。
So she, you could say she allowed Indra to do what he did in order to facilitate this particular pastime of Lord Krishna.
嗯，可以说就是这个 Lila Shakti, 她呢是允许了主 Indra 啊做他想做的事情，以促使 Krishna 的这个逍遥时光的上演。
So this attack of Indra with the storms and the rain and all of these things, this didn't actually happen by Indra's power. It happened because the Lord's Lila Shakti allowed it to happen.
嗯，所以呢，就是后来呢，主 Indra 就用这个狂风暴雨袭击了这个稳达文。事实上呢 ，Indra 所降下的这些狂风暴雨并不是 Indra 自身的力量。而是由于就是 Lila Shakti 他呢就是允许了这一切的发生。
So, as we know, Lord Krishna kept it on his left hand, it says, for the 7 days and nights.
嗯，所以呢就是 Krishna 呢他用他的这个左手其实是左手的主那个小指头举起了哥巴丹山七天七夜。
And initially the residents, they were hesitant because even though Govardhan Hill was big, still Vrindavan was a whole village and hundreds of thousands of cows and people and other animals. So still Govardhan Hill ordinarily was too small to fit everybody underneath.
嗯，就是呢，刚开始的时候呢，文达文的居民还是有一些忧郁的，因为就是尽管哥瓦丹山也足够大，但是呢，可以想象一下，就是文达文的整个村庄，所有的这些母牛啊，所有的这些居民，所有的这些动物们，就是都要就是躲在这个哥瓦丹下就是避难，那么呢，这对哥瓦丹山来说呢，显得还是有点小。
But because Govardhan Hill was in ecstasy of being touched by the hand of Krishna, so he expanded.
嗯，但是呢，由于 Govardhan 山呢被主 Krishna 的手所触碰过之后呢，就变得狂喜，所以呢，他就扩展了自己。
This is what Krishna told the residents. Don't worry, he is fine. He can give shelter to the whole world.
嗯。然后呢 ，Krishna， 这就是 Krishna 告诉文达文居民的，你们不要担心，就是呢，哥瓦丹山呢可以装下整个世界。
So Krishna reassured them, and Lord Balaram sort of encouraged them to go under the hill.
所以呢，Krishna 就安抚了他们，然后呢，巴拉拉玛呢也是就是鼓励了他们去到这个山下。
They also needed a little bit of pushing from Lord Balaram.
他们呢也需要来自于主巴拉拉玛的一定的这种推动。
And he sort of gently encouraged them with a little bit of pushing to go under the hill.
所以呢，就是主巴拉拉玛呢就多少就是推动了他们，就是鼓励着他们去到这个山下。
And you may remember, underneath Govardhan Hill, there was a whole another, you could say, village.
就是呢，在这个山下呢有一个村庄。
So when the residents came under the Govardhan Hill that Krishna was lifting, they saw a whole nother, like a valley. And in this valley, there was a whole nother village for living with houses and trees and lakes and all these things.
然后呢，如果你们还记得的话呢，我们曾经谈到，就说在这个 Govardhan 山下面呢，就是有一个山谷，山谷里面呢有一个村庄，这个村庄里面呢就是有各种各样的母牛啊、树啊、湖泊呀。
This is the mystic opulence of Govardhan Hill. Not just an ordinary hill. We'll hear more about, you know, the history of Govardhan later after the pastime. But he's not just a hill. He's much more than that.
所以呢Govardhan 山可不仅仅是一座山而已，它呢就是有它更加富裕的一面。那么呢，我们在讲完这个逍遥时光之后呢，我们也会来谈一下有关 Govardhan 山的历史。
And as it describes, although Krishna was facing, of course, Krishna was facing in one direction, but all the residents were surrounding him, but they all saw that Krishna was facing them directly.
就是虽然 Krishna 他只是面向一个方向，但是呢，就是文达文的这些居民呢，他们看着 Krishna 就觉得，Krishna 就只看他们这个方向，只是看着他们。
And we have heard this a number of times when, for example, when Krishna goes to lunch with the cowherd boys, Krishna and Balarama in the center.And all of the boys surround them.
我们呢就是有关刚才提到的这一点呢已经聆听过很多次了。就比如说 Krishna 跟那些牧牛童们他们去午餐，然后呢就是这些牧牛童们把 Krishna 和 Balaram 围在中间。
But all of the, and of course, when you sit in the center, it seems you can only see in one direction in front of you.
就是通常的话，如果你站在这个圆的这个中间的话呢，你可能就只能看向一个方向。
But because Krishna has unlimited opulences, all each of the cowherd boys felt Krishna was directly facing them and directly with them.
所以呢，因为 Krishna 的这种无限的富裕，所以呢，这些牧牛童们就觉得 Krishna 就是。直接就是看着他们，而且呢，直接跟他们在一起。
And this is in the similar way when the gopis have the rasa dance with Krishna. There's a similar description.
就是当 Krishna 跟牧牛姑娘们跳舞的时候，也是同样的描述。
Although Krishna was within the center, but they all felt Krishna was looking directly at them.
虽然 Krishna 他就在中心，但是呢，每一位牧牛姑娘们都感觉到 Krishna 只是看着他们。
Right, and we have this word omnipotent.
我们有这个词，就是无限的、全能的。
And that literally means Krishna can do anything. He can really do anything. Anything we can imagine.Anything we cannot imagine can be done by Krishna through his potency.
这个词的字面意思呢，就是说 Krishna 他可以做任何的事情， 他可以做任何我们所能想象到的事情，以及任何我们所想象不到的事情，只是通过他的能量，他就可以做好这一切。
And it's not an asset either.
嗯，
There's no effort.
哦，就是呢，对他来说呢，就是他不需要，就是毫不费力。
Here's another Shakti that helps Krishna in the pastimes. Itcha.
就是 Krishna 他另一个就是能量在协助着他。
Itcha Shakti.
Itcha Shakti.
Itcha, we'll write that for you.Icha means desire.
Icha 的意思就是愿望。
We have so many desires. Krishna also has his desires.
我们有很多的愿望。Krishna 也有很多的愿望。
He is a person and he has desires also.
他是一个人，他也有很多的愿望。
So the Icha Shakti, Shakti we know means energy or potency. So the Lord has this...Itcha Shakti, desire for feeling potency.
所以呢就是Krishna 呢他有这个 Itcha Shakti, 他的意思呢就是说他有能够就是满足他愿望的能力。
So automatically Krishna thinks of something and this Itcha Shakti will take care of it.
就是呢 Krishna 无论怎么想他的这个就是Itcha Shakti 呢都会帮助 Krishna 去完成他的愿望。
Or sometimes another meaning of, it's the same, desire or will.
或者是用另外的一个也是类似的一个含义就是说我们说这个就是意愿。
对，意愿。Automatically, and all of these Shaktis are fully equipped to do whatever Krishna, they know what Krishna wants, and they automatically it takes place.
所以呢就是自动的Krishna 的这个 Itcha Shakti 呢他们知道 Krishna 想要什么，然后呢，他们就会协助 Krishna， 然后呢，这一切都自动的去发生了。
So of course, Indra was, as we know, you know, pouring rain and wind and hail and lightning.
当然了，我们知道就是 Indra 向 Vrindavan 降了这个狂风骤雨，然后呢，还有这个。狂风啊，电闪雷鸣啊。
But the Lord's Itcha Shakti dried up the water before it hit the ground.
但是呢，就是主的这个 Itcha Shakti 呢，就在这个雨水落地的时候呢，就已经把这些地面弄干了。
Otherwise, you would think, like Krishna, you lift up a hill and it's really raining, then all the water would still go under the hill.
否则的话呢我们可能就会想就是因为 Krishna 他是举着山的那么当这个暴风骤雨降下来的时候呢那么这些雨水可能都会冲到这个山下。
But in this case, because of the Lord's Itcha Shakti, as the water hit the ground, it dried up, so it didn't run under the hill.
所以呢就是由于 Krishna 这个 Itcha Shakti,所以呢就是当雨水就是降落到地面的时候呢它就立马就干了。所以呢这个水呢它就不会进入到这个山底下。
And then in another place it describes when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, big chunks of earth fell from the hill because of, you know, Krishna's lifting and the hill shaking. So big chunks of earth and rocks fell off the hill.And created like a wall around, which also stopped the water from going inside.
而且呢，由于 Krishna 呢，他是手举着这个 Govardhan 山，就是在他就是晃动的时候呢，就是从山上就是掉下来大块的这些土块呀、岩石啊，所以呢，他们掉下来之后呢，就在这个山的周围形成了一道道墙，他们呢就阻止了这些水，就是漫入到这个山底下。
So in this way, for the 7 days and nights, all the residents were happily in Krishna's company.
所以呢，就是以这种方式 ，Vrindavan 的居民呢，就是可以与 Krishna 待在一起7天7夜的时间。
And then Indra could see whatever he was doing, whatever he was trying to do to punish the residents of Vrindavan and Krishna, whom he couldn't recognize. Initially, he just thought, who is this talkative boy?
然后呢，就是我们可以发现，无论就是 Indra 他开始他尝试各种各样的办法，想要惩罚这个 Krishna 和 Vrindavan 的居民，但是呢，始终他没有达成。那么呢，他最初的时候呢，其实他是没有认出 Krishna， 而且呢，他当时想，那这个牧牛童是谁呀？
Who does he think he is? So Indra had become so proud that he couldn't recognize even Krishna.
Indra 呢，他是如此的骄傲，所以呢，他甚至都认不出 Krishna 来。
But now he was gradually realizing this little boy seems to be something much more.
但是现在呢，他就意识到的这个小男孩可是一个就是更加重要的一个人物。
And because he was receiving reports, right, from all of his associates, the storms and the winds, they were all reporting to him, you know, nothing we're doing is doing anything, and they were reporting what was happening in Vrindavan.
因为就是他所派去的Indra他自己的这些同友们比如说这些暴雨这些狂风的这个人格代表，然后呢他们不断的向Indra回来报告说，就是无论我们就是施以何等计谋，然后呢始终影响不了这个Vrindavan的居民。
So Indra was becoming more and more worried that he had really made a big mistake and that this little boy is Lord Narayana himself.
然后呢 Indra 呢就开始变得非常的焦虑，他意识到自己犯了一个错误，这个小男孩呢就是主哪样呢。
But then finally, what really embarrassed him, a servant of Kamsa came to Indra.
那么就是真正让他就是感到尴尬的一件事情呢，就是康萨的一位仆人就是来到这个印卓面前。
A demon, a yaksha friend of Kamsa came to Indra.
就是呢康萨的一位就是亚克夏的朋友，也是一位恶魔，就是来到印卓面前。
And we all know, you know,Kamsa is the enemy of the demigods, and the demigods are the enemy of Kamsa.
我们知道就是康萨他是半神人的敌人，这个半神人呢也是康萨的敌人。
So, this associate or friend of demon, friend of Kamsa comes to Indra and says, Kamsa sends his appreciation for what you are doing.
然后呢就是康萨的就是这个恶魔呢，然后呢他来到英雄的面前，他说就是康萨就是对你所做的事情表示非常的欣赏。
We also think, he also thinks that the demon friend of Kamsa said, he also thinks, we also think this Krishna needs to be destroyed.
他说就是我们就是这些康萨的恶魔他们这边呢他们就说我们也认为就是这个小 Krishna 应当就是被摧毁。
Any help? Do you need any help? Any help you can, we can do, we'll help you.
嗯，您是否需要任何的帮助？如果需要的话，我们都会一定会帮助你。
So when this happened, Indra was really, feeling really embarrassed because now his worst enemy is thanking him, and he thinks, well, this is not good at all.
嗯，因为这件事情的发生呢，就让 Indra 感到真正的非常的尴尬。因为就是他的这个最大的这个敌人现在呢就是为了就是他目前所做的事情来感谢他，所以呢他为此感到这件肯定不是什么好事。
So he felt really bad. This like was like an arrow in his heart.
嗯，他觉得糟糕极了，就像是利剑穿心一样。
Then he realized he reallymade a big mistake.
所以呢他就意识到真的是犯了一个大错误。
Of course, he sent the friend of Kamsa away.
当然了他遣走了这个康萨的朋友。
But then he withdrew all the storms and the rains and the winds and such, realizing that he had done wrong.
他也叫停了这些暴风雨、狂风，还有那些就是咒语，然后呢，他就意识到他真的是犯了一个大错误。
There are, of course, in the Bhagavatam, there we can find, you know, a description of this pastime. And then in some other Puranas or other Shastras, sometimes they also add various details.
我们呢可以在圣典保加瓦坛中就是找到有关对这个逍遥时光的描述，而且呢在其他的这个 Purana 中呢也有有关这个细节的一些描述。
So not all the details of the pastime are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
所以呢有关这个逍遥时光呢并不是所有的细节都在这个圣典保加瓦坛当中得到了描述。
They can be found in other Puranas, which are quoted by our Acharyas and other Shastras also.
然后呢，就是来自于其他的这些 Purana 对这些细节的这些描述呢，我们的这个 Acharya 以及一些经典呢，就是引用了这个来自于这个 Purana 中的这些细节性的描述。
So the storm stopped.After the 7 days.
所以呢七天之后呢这个暴风雨就停了。
I guess this is where we ended, basically, correct?
Yes.
More or less.
Yeah.
So then Krishna...
我们上周接触的上节课结束的地方。
Krishna then told the residents, the Vrindavan people,the trouble is over, now you can all go back to your home.
Krishna 呢他就对 Vrindavan 的居民说现在这个麻烦已经结束了你们都可以回家了。
So they all, left from under the hill and then Krishna put the hill down.
所以呢他们都离开了这个山然后呢 Krishna 就把这个山放了下来。
It's interesting, there is one statement, I'll post it and then someone can translate it. You know, Sakhi Mataji, if you don't know already, you know, the chats in Zoom can be saved. You know that? Do you know that?
Sakhi Mataji, 就是你知道就是这个 Room 房间对话框里的内容可以保存下来吗？
是的可以
You know
yeah,
right
yeah.
是的是的
Someone can translate them later. So it's interesting one statement which I just posted. Just as everybody saw Krishna lift the hill, everybody saw Krishna put down the hill, but they weren't exactly sure how he did it.
就是呢这个就说到他们呢就是每个人都看到 Krishna 举起了这个山每个人都看到 Krishna 放下了山但是 Krishna 具体什么时候 举起放假的这个他们
不是什么时候。
嗯
？They don't know how he did it. 不是。
哦，他们不知道是。
哦
，Krishna 不知道他是他们不知道就是 Krishna 怎么举起和放下这个山的。
But in the lifting up the hills seems like a little bit. Like, how do you lift up the hill? It's like.
就是因为如何举起一个山呢？就是这是一件让人非常困惑的事情。
So, but everybody saw them do it. Everybody saw Krishna lift the hill. Everybody saw him put down the hill. But they were not sure how he did it.
每个人呢都看到了 Krishna 举起山放下山啊，但是呢，他们不知道 Krishna 是如何做到的。
Of course, when Krishna was lifting the hill, especially his parents and others were worried. Krishna might be tired, but Krishna said, "No, no, the hill is holding himself up."
然后呢 ，Krishna 的父母呢其实是非常担心 Krishna 是否感到非常的疲惫呀。Krishna 就对他们说：“不不不，就是这个山呢是他自己，就是自动可以举起。”
So, so then Krishna, some of you, of course, you would have seen the cartoon, right? Little Krishna. There's also one episode of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill, quite nicely done also.
你们大家可能也看过就是这个 Krishna 举起 Govardhan 山的一个动画片，这个呢也是描述的非常的美妙。
So, then Krishna came out.
然后呢 ,Krishna 就出来了。
And then this is, you can read, I'll put the quotation, you can read it yourselves. The reference, sorry, the reference.
我来就是给你们打上来这个参考，然后呢你们后面有时间可以来
It describes how after Krishna himself came out from under the hill, how they interacted with him.
这就描述了就是当 Krishna 从山里走出来的时候呢，他是如何跟那个 Vrindavan 的居民相互交流的。
Depending upon who they were, then they interacted with Krishna in different ways.
就是他们根据就是自己的这种身份，然后呢就是相应的跟 Krishna 进行交流。
Right, so the elder members, you know, blessed him as elders do. They offer blessings and they ask, how are you? And such and such.
对于就是那些年长的呢，他们就是祝福了 Krishna， 他们就是问候 Krishna， 你怎么样呀？就是类似的一个问候。
Right, Krishna's friends, they joke with him, and the juniors, the youngers, they just fell at his feet. So different, depending upon the age and the relationship, then they interact with Krishna in different ways.
然后呢 ，Krishna 的朋友呢，就是在跟 Krishna 开玩笑。Krishna 的比 Krishna 年幼的这些孩子们呢，他们就在就是为 Krishna 按摩脚，所以呢，就是根据他们的这个不同的年龄段，不同的这个身份，他们呢以不同的方式在与 Krishna 交流互动。
And we can meditate at the beginning when Indra began to, you know, attack Vrindavan with the storms and the rain and the wind.The residents really felt very desperate because it was such a severe storm.
就是呢，我们可以冥想的，就是当主因若他最初袭击文达文的时候，向文达文降下狂风骤雨。这个时候呢，文达文的居民呢，就是非常的这种绝望的，因为这个这种情况呢是非常就是具有破坏性的。
It's not like it was, you know, a game or a play. It was really desperate. Big, strong winds and so much rain and lightning. You know, it was a big storm. And they live in villages, right? They don't live in concrete buildings. They live in villages.
哦，嗯，就是呢，这可不是一个那个游戏而已。嗯，就是呢，因着它降起了这个啊，就是嗯，非常具有破坏力的这个啊暴风雨，这个狂风。那么呢，这些他们是居住在这个村庄的，他们不是居住在这个建筑物里的。
So it was really a desperate situation, and now again Krishna has delivered them from this desperate situation.
当时呢真的是一个令人非常绝望的一种处境。现在呢就是 Krishna 把他们从这个绝望的处境当中呢全都解救出来了。
So they naturally felt, you know, from their hearts, they felt very thankful, of course. Already they completely in love with Krishna, but this pastime even increased their loving feelings even more. As everything Krishna does, just increases their affection more and more.
就是呢，当然就是，因为 Krishna 就是把他们解救了出来，他们从内心当中感到非常的感谢 Krishna。但是呢他们同时呢就是他们已经就是原本的就是完全的去爱着 Krishna。那么呢 Krishna 其实他所做的一切只是增加了 Vrindavan 的居民对他的这份喜爱之情。
And this is what the Lord's Leela Shakti does, or Yoga Maya. Alright, Yoga Maya is another one of the Lord's potencies.
所以呢这就是主的这个 Leela Shakti, 这个 Yoga Maya。他们所做的事情。
So she, Yogamaya, also arranges the pastimes in such a way that both Krishna and His associates love for each other continually increases. Right, so Yogamaya Devi, Yogamaya, she's another one of the Lord's potencies.
Yogamaya 呢，它是主的，就是另一种能量。
So all these potencies are active in Vrindavan, making everything wonderful in so many different ways.
所以呢，主的所有的这些不同的能量呢，他们以不同的方式都是非常积极活跃的，就是让这些逍遥时光得以进展。这句话就是说，就是Yogamaya 呢，就是。他以这种方式呢去安排这个逍遥时光呢让就是 Krishna 和 Vrindavan 的居民他们彼此对对方的这个爱呢一直不断的持续在增加着。
So after this incident, the cowherd men, they began speaking.
在这个事件之后呢那些牧牛郎们他们呢就开始说话了。
This is described in chapter 26.
这是在第26章中。
Wonderful Krishna, this is the title of the chapter.
这章的题目就是神奇的 Krishna。
So they said, because this was the first time they directly saw what Krishna did.
因为这是他们直接就是看到 Krishna 上演这些奇妙活动的就是第一次。
Directly.
直接。
All the other times they heard from the cowherd boys that Krishna killed this demon or Krishna killed that demon.
因为其他的那些Krishna 上演的逍遥时光呢他们是从这些牧牛童那听来的就是 Krishna 杀了这个恶魔呀杀了那个恶魔。
Krishna killing Putana, they didn't see directly. They just saw that, you know, Krishna was resting on the witch and the witch was dead.
然后呢就比如说呢他们听说就是 Krishna 杀了这个 Putana, 但是呢他们没有直接看到他们呢只是看到就是 Krishna 就是躺在就是这个巫婆的这个胸膛上。
So in all the other incidences, they didn't see Krishna do it directly, and or they heard about it from the cowherd boys.
其他的这些小小时光呢，就是他们没有直接亲眼看到 Krishna 上演，而只是从牧牛童朋友们那儿听到的。
So they thought that Krishna was saved in all of these incidences because, you know, the blessings of the brahmanas or because of his good fortune, etc., etc.
然后呢，他们觉得 Krishna 之所以能够拯救 Vrindavan 的居民，是由于这个婆罗门的祝福，或者是呢 ，Krishna 足够幸运，他们足够幸运。
But this time we saw with our own eyes, we saw with our own eyes, this seven-year-old boy is holding up a hill for 7 days. We directly saw it with our own eyes.
但是呢，这一次我们亲眼看到 Krishna 这个七岁的男孩举起了这个山七天七夜的时间。
So he must be more than what he is.
所以呢，他肯定是比他就是本人还要就是更有力量。
To lift up a mountain like this for 7 days and nights, he must be Narayan himself.
就是呢，他能够这样举起这座山七天七夜，那他肯定就是主南亚那本人。
Other times we heard, but this time we saw. Not only for a little while, we saw it for 7 days.
其他的那些事情呢，我们只是听说而已。但是呢，这一次我们是亲自见证到了，而且呢，不是一会儿，而是七天七夜的时间。
So they were thinking in this way.
所以呢，他们是这样想的。
But then they also thought.
他们也这样想。
But.
但是呢，他们也又转念一想。
At the same time.He appears to be hungry, he appears to be thirsty, he steals yogurt and milk. When we cuddle him, he's very happy. When we don't cuddle him, he's very sad. And he plays with boys and cows, he tells lies.
但是呢，他们又转念一想，那么 Krishna 呢，就是他呢总是就是表露出这个饥饿的这个感觉，然后呢Krishna 呢，然后呢他就是去偷这个黄油啊，这个酸奶啊，而且呢就是如果我们去就是拍他抱他的话呢，他会很开心，但是呢如果我们不这样做的话，他就很伤心。那么呢作为一个牧牛童呢，他也总是撒谎，做着各种各样的调皮捣蛋的事情。
So this seems to indicate that he's just an ordinary human child.
所以呢，所有的这些事情都显示了他其实只不过是一个普通男孩而已。
So who is he?
所以他到底是谁呢？
Is he Lord Narayana himself? We saw him lift up this hill for 7 days. Certainly he must be extra powerful.But at the same time, he behaves as an ordinary child. So who is he? They were thinking like this back and forth.
所以呢，他们呢当时就想，他呢举起这座山七天七夜，那么他肯定就是主南亚那了，这么的有力量。但是呢，同时呢，他又是行为举止就像一个普通小男孩一样，做着各种各样的那些事情。所以呢，他到底是谁呢？他们就这样不断的反复的在思考。
Is he Lord Narayan or is he not? They thought maybe he is, but at the same time he behaves so ordinary, so maybe he isn't. So they were going back and forth like this.
可能呢他就是主南亚的，但是呢他的行为举止特别像一个普通小男孩，可能他也不是，他们呢就不断的来回的这样想。
So they thought, what to do? So they asked Nanda Maharaj. They expressed their confusion to him.
所以呢，他们就想，该怎么办呢？所以呢，他们就向 Nanda Maharaj 询问，然后呢，表达了他们的这个困惑。
So I'm going to post something here.
我在这里来再贴一些资料。
Which summarizes this conversation.
就是总结一下他们的这个对话。
This is from chapter 26.
这是来自于第26章。
So you can read accordingly.
你们呢可以就是根据这些内容来相应的阅读。
This is just a summary of the verses, which you can read yourself in this chapter 26.
我贴出来的呢，就是有关对于这个26章的一个概要。你们呢，就是可以来就是读这些26章的不同的这些诗节。
The details you read in the verses and the purports. I've just sort of summarized the conversation in, you know, from this verse to this verse, the cowherd men ask. From this verse to that verse, Nanda Maharaj asks, etc. It's interesting.
就是所有的这些细节呢，都在这些诗节当中有所描述。我给你们大家呢，就是做了一下这个概括，就是说从多少诗节到多少诗节，就是。这些牧牛郎们所问的这些问题，然后呢，就是 Nanda Maharaj 的一个回答。
So this answer, then Nanda Maharaj answers, or what is his answer?
Nanda Maharaj 回答了他们的这个疑惑，那么他的这个回答是什么呢？
And this answer, we have discussed this answer before in other incidences.
我们呢在之前的一些小时光当中呢也有谈到过就是他们的这个这个问答。
The answer.
这个回答这个答案。
Because it comes up again and again. Whenever something wonderful happens with Krishna, related to Krishna, something really powerful, then they all think of this answer.
因为呢就是无论任何事情发生，无论有什么事情发生了，然后呢就是体现出 Krishna 特别有力量，那么呢他们总会就是给出这样的一个答案。
So, in this case, as in other cases, Nanda Maharaj told them, well, you know, Garga Muni told us.
在这个情况下呢，以及在其他的情况当中呢，Nanda Maharaj 呢，他总会说，就是Garga Muni 告诉我们说。
We all remember Garga Muni. Garga Muni is the priest or the priest of the Yadu dynasty.
我们大家可能还记得，就是 Garga Muni 呢，他是亚杜王朝的，就是牧师、祭师。
And Nanda Maharaj is also a member of the Yadu dynasty.
Nanda Maharaj 事实上也是亚杜王朝的一位成员。
His father was a Yadu king.
他的父亲呢是亚杜王朝的这个一位国王。
But his mother was a Vaishya. So the king had two wives. One wife was a Vaishya, one wife was a Kshatriya. So Nanda Maharaj...And his brothers, not only Nanda Maharaj, but his brothers also, they were all born from the Vaishya wife.
就是呢 ，Nanda Maharaj 他的父亲呢是一位亚杜王朝的国王。这位国王呢，他有两位妻子，一位是来自于 Vaishya 阶层，一位来自于 Kshatriya 阶层。Nanda Maharaj 和他的这个兄弟们呢，都是来自于这个来自于 Vaishya 阶层的这位就是。国王的这个妻子。
So anyway, Garga Muni is the priest of the demigod, of the Yadu dynasty. So as you remember, he did the name-giving ceremony.
嗯, 就是呢, Garga Muni,
this is described in chapter 8 of the 10th canto. This pastime is there. I have put that in the notes. What I just posted there for you.
就是呢，我呢就是有关这个知识点呢，我在这个对话框里贴出来了，就是第十篇的第九章吗？
哦，八章。第八章。It's there in the notes. Anyway, Garga Muni says that your son will be like Lord Narayan.
他就说呢, Garga Muni 就说, 你的儿子呢, 就像主乃安啊。
He didn't say he is Lord Narayan. He said he will be like Lord Narayan.
他没有说他就是主乃安啊, 他说他就像主乃安啊。
Because Garga Muni didn't want to reveal the actual situation. Right? Because Krishna was supposed to be hiding from Kamsa. So he couldn't openly reveal this is Lord Narayan.
因为呢，就是Garga Muni呢，他不想就是直接揭示Krishna的真正的身份。因为呢， Krishna他要就是说躲避这个Kamsa，所以呢，就是他不会直接就公开说他就是主Narayana。
And he also couldn't reveal that Krishna is the son of Vasudev, because that would spoil everything.
然后呢？ 就是他如果就是揭示了Krishna呢，就是这个瓦苏德瓦德瓦基的孩子的话呢，那么就是毁了这一切，就是暴露真相的话。So
he need to cover up many things. So he simply said, "Your son will be like Lord Narayana."
所以呢，他又需要就是说去隐藏这些真相。所以呢，他只是说了，他就像主那样呢。And
he'll protect you from all inauspicious situations, all dangerous situations. He'll protect you from all inauspicious and dangerous situations.
然后呢，他还说了，就是他会保护你们免于所有的不吉祥以及危险的处境。
So whenever something wonderful happened with Krishna, they would remember these words. So in this incident also, Nanda Maharaj reminded them of these words.
所以呢，就是在这个小小时光当中呢，也是这样，就是呢，Nanda Maharaj呢就提醒了他们有关这个Garga Muni曾经说过的这些话。
And then after sharing this answer with them, then the cowherd men were, then they understood, oh yes, okay, we forgot. He isn't Lord Narayan, but he'll be like Lord Narayan.
所以呢，这些牧牛郎们呢，他们都明白了，哦，原来如此。 那么他不是主Narayana，他像主Narayana。But
of course, we all know that he is Lord Narayana.
但是呢，我们大家都知道他就是主Narayana。But
Garga Muni didn't want them to think like that because it would spoil the rasa, right? It would spoil the relationship.
但是呢，Garga Muni呢，就是他呢。 就是不想让他们以这种方式来思维，因为如果是这样的话呢，就毁掉了他们之间的这个关系。So
this is what takes place in chapter 26.
所以呢，这就是26章所发生的事情。That
there's a discussion with the cowherd men and Nanda Maharaj regarding the identity of Krishna.
就是呢，这一章呢就描述了有关Nanda Maharaj 和牧牛郎们就 Krishna 的这个身份所做的一个谈话。
And Nanda Maharaj reminds them about the words of Garga Muni, and this satisfies their doubts.
嗯, Nanda Maharaj 呢, 就提醒他们记起了 Garga Muni 所说的话，然后呢，这让他们就是感到非常的满意，就是解除了他们的疑惑。
So now we come to text 27, which is the last chapter in the collection of chapters about the Govardhan Hill pastime.
嗯，现在我们来看一下第27章，这章呢也是我们在谈论的这个Govardhan Puja 这个逍遥时光的最后一章。
So we heard how Krishna discouraged the residents from worshiping Indra and encouraged them to worship Govardhan Hill.
我们呢就是已经聆听了，就是 Krishna 呢他不鼓励 Vrindavan 的居民去崇拜主 Indra， 而是鼓励他们去崇拜 Govardhan 山。
Then we heard how Indra became offended and tried to destroy Vrindavan. He became so demoniac that he tried to destroy Vrindavan and the residents.
然后呢我们也聆听到了，就是 Indra 呢变得非常的愤怒，因此呢他想去袭击这个 Vrindavan， 他觉得自己受到了这个冒犯，然后呢他就变得非常具有这个恶魔的这个品性，他就想要去摧毁 Vrindavan 以及 Vrindavan 的居民。
Then we heard how Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and how he protected them.
我们也聆听到了，就是 Krishna 呢之后举起了 Govardhan 山，保护了 Vrindavan 的居民。
And then we heard about the doubt of the cowherd men.
我们也聆听了有关这个牧牛郎们的他们的这些疑惑。
So now we hear what happens. What's going on with Indra now?
现在呢我们就来看一下，就是 Indra 这边到底怎么样。
Because Krishna has put the Govardhan Hill down, everybody has returned to their homes. And so what's going on with Indra?
因为现在 Krishna 已经放下了 Govardhan 山，大家也都回家了。那么现在就是 Indra 这边情况怎么样呢？
So this is in this chapter.
所以呢，这就是这一章中的描述。
So it's interesting, in the purport to text 1 of this chapter, we read or hear that in the material world, there is also a planet called Galoka.
然后呢就是在这章的第一个世界呢，就是要旨中呢有谈到，就是在这个物质世界呢也有一个叫Galoka 的一个星球。
We all know the Krishna's place is called Galoka or Galoka Vrindavan.
我们知道 Krishna 的居所呢被称为 Galoka 或者是 Galoka Vrindavan。
But in the material world, there's also a Galoka.
但是呢，在这个物质世界也有一个被称为 Galoka 的物质的星球。
And this is a planet where cows reside. It's not a spiritual planet; it's a material planet, but it's a planet of the cows, which is what Galoka means. Galoka means planet of the cows.
这个星球呢，它不是灵性星球，它是一个物质的星球。那么这个星球呢是居住着这些母牛因为呢它这个是一个母牛所乳牛居住的一个物质的一个星球。
It's a material planet, but it's a planet of cows, celestial cows, not also ordinary cows, but also celestial cows, special cows.
所以呢就是这是一个就是特殊的乳牛，或者说是天堂般的天仙般的乳牛居住的一个物质的星球，不是普通的一个乳牛。
I just like we have heard, like you know, we have the incident of Kaliya, the serpent, right? He was not an ordinary snake. He was a, you could say, a celestial snake. He was, you know, we heard about his power.
然后呢，就比如说这个卡利亚蛇，它呢也不是普通的这个蛇。 它是呢就是像这个天仙般的这个这种蛇非常有力量。
In the same way, Garuda, the eagle carrier of the Lord, he's a celestial eagle.
同样的就是主的坐骑呢 ,Garuda, 他呢也不是普通的这个鹰，它是这个天仙般的这个鹰。
So, and like Indra's carrier, the elephant Airavata, he's not an ordinary elephant, he's a celestial elephant.
还有Indra的坐骑这个大象Airavata, 它也不是普通的大象，它是天堂的大象。
So, what, you know, the different species we see in this world, you know, whether snakes or birds or eagles or elephants or cows, of course, we see them, you know, in the earthly way, but they also have their celestial, counterparts.
就是呢，我们在地球上所看到的有关这个蛇呀、鹰啊、鸟啊、母牛啊，就是它们都有对应的这个天堂。天仙般的这些同一个物种。
So this, and they have extra powers. They're not, they're like demigods. You know, they are human-like, like we are humans. The demigods are also human-like. But, you know, they have their powers and abilities are so much more than ours.
然后呢，就是他们拥有着就是特殊的这些能力。他们呢拥有就是就像这个人类的这个形体一样，然后呢当然了他们其实是比我们人类就是更加的有力量，更加的有这个能力的。
In the same way, the animals, the celestial, like cows or, you know, eagles, like Garuda, they have more powers.More shakti than what they have when they, these species are on the earthly, in the earthly realm.
就是那些天仙般的母牛啊鹰啊，然后他们比那个地球上的普通的这些动物们要更有力量，他们有着特殊的一种shakti, 一种能量。
In the Bhagavatam, we don't hear of any particular pastimes about celestial cows, except in this incident, Govardhan pastime.
在圣典摩迦瓦坛当中呢，除了这一个小小时光中有描述有关这个天仙的般的这个特殊的乳牛之外呢，其他地方再没有对此进行详述过。
But in the Ramayana particularly,And some of the Puranas, there are pastimes, very well-known pastimes related to these celestial cows.
就是但是呢，在这个罗摩衍那以及其他的这些 Purana 当中呢，有一些逍遥时光呢，就提到了这个天仙的乳牛。
And you know the shakti or the potency that they have.
描述了他们所拥有的这个能量或者是 shakti.
They're almost like demigods in cow form. They have so much potency.
他们呢几乎就像是以这个母牛的形体出现的这个半神人一样。
So anyway, there in the material world, there is a material planet known as, also known as Goloka, which is filled with cows, special cows.
总之呢就是在我们的这个物质星球呢也有一个名叫 Goloka 的这个星球，它那里呢都是那些特殊的天仙般的乳牛。
Kamadhenu, also known as Kamadhenu.
也有个名称就是 Kamadhenu.
Let's write that. The head or the leader of all of these cows.
他们被称为就是所有的母牛之首之头领。
this writing.
嗯，正在给你们大家写这个 Kamadanu 的一个拼写。
So her name is Surabhi. That's one of her names.
嗯，她的其中一个名字是被称为 Surabhi。
We all know our Surabhi. Dasi.
嗯，我们大家都认识我们的Surabhi David Dasi。
Is it Sur? I don't think it's Surabhi. It's Surabhi.
Surabhi.
No, not Ra. Not Surabhi.
Ah.
It's a short A.
Surabhi.
Getting closer.
Surabhi.
Surabhi.
Surabhi. Oh, oh, yeah. Surabhi. Surabhi.
Yeah, so one of her names is Surabhi, another is Kamadhenu, I have written there.
就是呢，说这些母牛之首或者是头领呢，可以被称为是Surabhi或者是 Kamadhenu。
And she can produce anything. Kamadhenu means she, like a cow, right? Like we have the, what is, Kalpa Vriksha tree. In the spiritual world, we have what is called the Kalpa Vriksha tree, the tree that can fulfill all desires.
他们呢就像是灵性世界的这个Kalpa Vriksha tree, 就是如愿树一样。
Kalpa Vriksha.
Kalpa
Vriksha.
Kalpa Vriksha.
No, 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 you're not pronouncing properly.
Kalpa. Can you read that?
Yes, Kalpa Vriksha.
Kalpa Vriksha.
Yes, Vriksha.
Vriksha. 如愿树.
Yeah, Kalpa Vriksha.
Yeah. Kalpa Vriksha. Yeah.
Wish fulfilling tree.
就是那个如愿树嘛。
So this Kamadhenu, this Surabhi cow, she's like a wish-fulfilling cow. She can,she can produce more than milk.
就是呢这个Kamadhenu 呢就像是那个如愿树一样，它是一这个如愿母牛，就是呢它不只是可以产这个乳牛，还可以产其他的东西。
Very special heavenly cow. She's the heavenly cow.
非常特殊的这个天堂的乳牛。
We could say she's the goddess of all the cows.
你们可以说她是所有母牛之神。
In the Ramayana, again, in the Bhagavatam, we don't read here so much about her, but in other, Puranas and in the Ramayana, there are more descriptions about her.
我们在圣殿博迦瓦坛当中呢，可能读到有关这个母牛的这个描述呢不是很多。但是呢，在这个罗曼扬纳或其他的这个 Purana 中呢，就是对它有一些详细的描述。
In the Mahabharata also.
也有在这个 Mahabharata 中。
Let's show you some pictures. One thing good about Zoom, I can do a Zoom share.
Zoom 的一个好处呢，就是我可以来跟你们就是进行一下分享。
Did you make me a co-host? Am I a co-host?
我是不是这个联席主持人呢？
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah.
Can you see?No, I'm not a co-host, I think, so I can't do it.
You already.
Oh, you can see the pictures?
It shows that you are starting to share your screen.
So it, can you see anything?
大家现在能看到吗?
Can you?
I...
Can you see?
I cannot see. I cannot see.
你们其他人能看到吗？他们能看到。那边好奇怪啊！我的这个你看不到吗 ？OK， 看一下。
So sometimes you can see she is portrayed with a female head.
有时候呢，你们可以看到她有这个就是女性的这个头。
And oftentimes, wait, let's. Sorry, just. I oftentimes also. Right, it is said all the demigods reside in Kamadhenu.
也经常说呢，就是所有的半神人都居住在 Kamadhenu 的体内。
You may have seen the pictures like that.
你们可能就是看到过，就是类似的图片，就是所有的半神人居住在这个母牛体内的这样的图片。
Sorry, here's some more pictures.
还有更多的一些图片。来看一下。
Wait, how?
稍等一下。
Green, there we go. Here we go. Yeah, so here you can see she's with a human head and peacock peacock feathers in the back.
她的这个尾部呢，就是那个像这个孔雀羽毛一样的。
Celestial cow, right? With a human, of course, you know, sometimes she will have the human-like head, but other times just a normal cow head.
有时候呢，就是这个它显示的是这个女性的这个头部，有时候呢只是普通的这个母牛的一个头部。
The mother of all cows.
它是所有母牛之母。
She's a celestial cow. She's a celestial cow.
她是一个天仙般的母牛。
Surabhi, or also known as Kamadhenu.
或者我们说是Surabhi, 或者是 Kamadhenu.
Of course, in the spiritual world, in the spiritual Goloka Vrindavan, also same name, right? We have the Surabhi cows. There, it's not just a person's name. it's a kind of cow, Surabhi cows.
我们在灵性世界我们也有这个就是刷比母牛，它不是一个人的名字，它是就是一种母牛的一个统称。
And in the spiritual world, of course, the cows are also known as Surabhi, Kamadhenu.
而在这个灵性世界呢，这些母牛呢也可以被称为是 Kamadhenu。
And as we also know, Mother Earth or Bhumi Devi, right? Bhumi Devi is also personified as a cow.
我们呢，知道就是Bhumi Devi 这个地球母亲呢，她就是有时候也会以这个母牛的这个形体出现。
Bhumi Devi also has a cow form.
她也有一个这个母牛的一个形体。
Goddess Earth.
就是这个地球母亲。
So this is, right? All that you can see here, all the demigods. That's why worshipping the cow is considered such the most holy thing you can do.
这就是为什么就是崇拜母牛呢，就是被视为你可以做的最崇高的一件事情。
Because she is the personification of all the demigods. She, within her different parts of her body, there are all the devatas are there.
因为呢她是所有半神人的一个人格代表。那么在她的躯体内呢居住着所有的半神人。
And she, as we have heard, the cow, which is also why Krishna loves the cow so much, the cows illustrate or exemplify selfless love like a mother. They just give, 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 and give.
而且呢就是Krishna 呢也特别喜爱母牛。这个母牛呢它其实就是代表象征着这个无私的爱。他们呢只是不断的在给予给予就像一位母亲一样。
So in this, Kamadhenu, she has a cow body, a female head, she has wings like a bird, and a peacock's tail.
然后呢在这个图片当中呢我们看到就是呢这个母牛呢它有一个女性的这个头部然后呢它的这个躯体是母牛的这个躯体然后呢它的尾巴呢就像是那个孔雀的这个尾巴。
So this is Kamadhenu or Surabhi. She has other names also, Nandini, etc.
它还有其他的名字。就是 Nandini 等。
And of course in India, you will find temples dedicated to her also.
当然了在印度呢你们也可以看到就是专门有这个母牛的一个庙宇。
And some of you have been, of course, for Govardhan Puja and so on, and the cows are worshipped.
然后呢就是你们也可能 中有一些人呢已经去到过就是格瓦丹山就是看到过这些母牛得到崇拜的一种情况。
Right, so we can, as much as worshipping the cow is the most holy activity, killing the cow is the most sinful activity, right? That we have heard many times.
我们已经聆听过很多次了就是我们可以说就是崇拜母牛是最为神圣的一种活动而杀害母牛是最为罪恶的一种活动。
Right, and in this Kali Yuga, I mean, they kill so many animals, you know, pigs and everything, but also they're killing the cow so many, hundreds and thousands every day. So we cannot imagine what kind of bad karma the human society is creating for itself.
当然了他们也杀害其他的动物比如说猪啊还有其他的等等所以说呢就是甚至他们每一天呢都要杀掉成千上万头母牛那么可以想象一下现在的这个当今的人类已经造了多么坏的这种业报
No wonder why there's so many troubles in human society andwars and violence and disease and all of these things because they're killing so much killing is going on killing of other creatures killing of other creatures
所以呢这就是为什么就是现在人类社会面临着那么多的问题麻烦有战争呀然后呢有就是各种各样的这个冲突啊然后呢他们呢还杀害其他的这些就是因为他们杀害其他的这个生命种族生物体。
So much killing, so much killing in your country also, so much killing is going on just so people can eat.
有这么多的就是屠杀然后呢在我们国家我们也可以亲自的见证到然后呢所以呢就是 这些事情一直不断的在上演。
So there's a lot of bad karma going around.
所以呢因此呢就会带来非常坏的这种业报。
So it's so important for us to share Lord Chaitanya's and Lord Nityananda's mercy.
所以呢对于我们来说与他人去分享主 Chaitanya, 主 Nityananda 的仁慈是多么的重要。
So people give up their sinful habits of eating meat. Especially eating beef.
这样的话呢人们就可以放弃吃肉的坏习惯尤其是吃牛肉的坏习惯恶习。
Otherwise, a lot of suffering is awaiting.
否则的话呢等待他们呢将是那么多的苦难。
Right, so these are different. I just wanted to show you different pictures of Surabhi or Kamadhenu. This is how she is described, and this is how she manifests herself.
所以呢，我在这里呢，就是想跟你们分享的，就是有关对于这个沙比，还有这个在卡玛丹努的这个描述，或者是他是如何展现的。
So she is the mother of all the cows. She's like the goddess of all the cows, just like we have, right, the god of wind or the god of rain or the Bhumi Devi, the earth goddess, or Ganga Devi, the goddess of Ganga. So in the same way, we have Surabhi or Kamadhenu. She is the goddess or the mother of all the cows.
她呢就是所有的母牛之母，所有母牛之神，就像我们有这个风神、雨神，我们有这个地球之母然后呢也有这个恒河之神。那么呢就是Swabi 呢，他就是所有的母牛之母。
And she resides with all other cows in this planet in the material world, material planet, also known as Goloka.
他呢跟其他的那些母牛呢，他们就是居住在就是这个被称为 Goloka 的一个物质星球。
So after Indra committed his offense, he knew he had really made a big offense.
在因若呢，他做下这个冒犯之后呢，他意识到了真的是闯了大祸。
And he really didn't know what to do. He was too fearful to go to Krishna and apologize. Because remember, he tried to kill Krishna, he tried to kill the cows, he tried to kill the residents of Vrindavan. So he realized he really made a big offense.
所以呢，因若呢一下子不知所措了，他呢就是害怕，然后去找 Krishna， 因为他就是知道他已经他原本是想杀害Krishna， 杀害 Vrindavan 的居民，杀害这些母牛，所以呢。他知道自己真的是闯大祸了。
So he didn't know what to do. He knew he needed to say sorry, but he didn't know how to do it. And he was fearful. What would Krishna do to him? Or what would Krishna say to him?
然后呢他知道他是需要道歉说对不起的。但是呢他太过于恐惧，你知道他都不知道该怎么办了。他不知道就是 Krishna 将会对他说什么，将会对他做什么。
In the meantime, Brihaspati, right? Brihaspati is the guru of the demigods, right? He is the teacher of the demigods.
这个 Brihaspati 呢，他是半神人的这个导师。
Right. Brihaspati.Brihaspati. Oops, that's the wrong spelling. No T.
Brihaspati.
他是半神人的咕噜。
So in the meantime, Brihaspati came to Indra and said, you are really stupid.
同时呢 ,Brihaspati 就来到 Indra 面前对他说，你真的是太愚蠢了。
How can you be so stupid?
你怎么可能如此愚蠢？
You're so stupid, I don't know what to tell you.
你是如此的一个蠢货，我都不知道该怎么跟你说了。
You became so proud and so angry that you attacked, you tried to attack the supreme absolute truth.
你是如此的骄傲，如此的愤怒，你竟然敢攻击至尊绝对真理。
What were you thinking?
你到底在想什么呢？
You know, sometimes someone really does something really stupid and you don't know what to say.
有时候呢，可能就是当某人真的做了一些蠢事的时候，你真的是无话可说了。
And you think, what were they thinking when they did this stupid activity?
然后呢，你可能就会想，他们在做这个蠢事的时候，脑子里到底在想什么呢？
So Brihaspati said, you know, what were you thinking? How could you do such a stupid thing?
嗯，然后呢， Brihaspati 就想，你当时到底在想什么呢？你怎么能够做出如此愚蠢的事情呢？
I don't know what to say. I have no solution for you.
我已经无话可说了，我对你已经无计可施了。
The only thing I can think of is Lord Brahma. You have to go and ask Lord Brahma.
嗯，我唯一想到的一个解决方案就是你去找主 Brahma， 他可能会帮助到你。
Because I've got nothing to say. What you did was so stupid. It's just mind-blowing.
因为你所做的事情是如此的愚蠢，我已经五言一对。所以呢，你是如此的，就是愚蠢。
So, he came to Lord Brahma.
所以呢，因着呢，他就去找了主 Brahma.
And very, he felt really guilty. I mean, Indra had realized his offense by this time. Brihaspati reminded him also how stupid he was. So he was really realizing his offense.
嗯，然后呢，这个时候呢，Indra他已经意识到了自己的这个冒犯。然后呢，Brihaspati呢也提醒他，让他意识到了自己的这个愚蠢。所以这个时候他已经就是深刻的意识到了自己的这个冒犯之处。
So Brahma said the same thing. You are so stupid. How could you do this?
所以呢，主 Brahma 也是说了同样的话，就是你是如此的愚蠢，你怎么能够这样干呢？
You attacked our Lord and Master. Even I didn't do that.
嗯，你却试图袭击我们的主人和我们的主，即便是我都不敢这样做。
But you, the leader of the demigods, you attacked our Lord and Master and tried to kill him and his associates.
而你作为我们所有半神人之主，你却想要杀掉我们的主人和主以及他的同友们。
This is such a serious offense. I don't know what to say.
嗯，你犯下了如此严重的冒犯，我都不知道应该怎么办了。
So Brihaspati said, "You're so stupid. I have no words to advise you." And Lord Brahma more or less said something similar. It's such an offense that you did. I don't know what to say.
嗯，然后呢 ，Brihaspati 呢对 Indra 说的话呢，就是你是如此的愚蠢，我已经无话可说了。然后呢，主 Brahma 说的是类似的，就是更严重的一种情况，就是你做出了如此严重的冒犯，我都不知道接下来应该怎么对你讲，怎么办了。
And not so long ago, I myself offended Lord Krishna, and I'm not even sure if he has forgiven me.
嗯，而呢，在不久之前，我本人也亲自冒犯了，就是 Krishna, 我不知道到现在为止他到底就是完全原谅了我没有。
Right, this is related when Lord Brahma took the cowherd boys and calves. Lord Brahma is referring to this incident.
嗯，所以呢，主 Brahma 指的他冒犯了主 Krishna 的，就是指他偷去了就是这些牧牛童以及牛犊的这么一个小小时光。
So he said, "I don't know what you did was so bad. I don't know what to tell you either."
嗯。他说你做的这个事情真的是这么的糟糕，我都不知道该怎么告诉你。
I only have one idea.
嗯，我只有一个主意。
You need to go to Surabhi.
嗯，你需要去找 Surabhi.
Kamadhenu, the celestial cow.
嗯，就 Kamadhenu, 这个天堂，天仙乳牛。
Krishna loves the cows.
Krishna 爱母牛。
So if you can please Surabhi Devi, then you have a, if she can ask on your, if you can please her, and if she can ask on your behalf, then there is some possibility Krishna will forgive you.
嗯，你呢可以就是通过先去取悦刷比乳牛，然后呢，他呢就是为了你的这个益处，可以呢向Krishna 请求，那么呢这样就有可能，嗯 ，Krishna 就会原谅你。
But she, if once you tell her what you did, she's not going to be happy either.
但是呢，一旦你告诉她你所做的这件事情的话呢，她也不会为此感到开心的。
So you'll really have to make an effort to please her if you want her to ask on your behalf.
嗯，所以呢，你就必须需要竭尽全力的去取悦于她。这样的话呢，他才能够为了你去为你求情。
But once you tell her, you know, you try to kill the cows because Durabhi is the mother of all the cows, and you try to kill her offspring, she's not going to be happy.
但是呢，一旦你告诉他你想杀掉，就是这些就是母牛们，因为刷比呢，他是母牛之神，母牛之母，那么他肯定听到之后也不会开心的。
So you really have to make an effort.
所以呢，你真的就需要动点脑子，然后呢，需要竭尽全力的去取悦他。
Otherwise, if you don't, then she might even side with the demons against you.
嗯，然后因为。如果你要是不做出努力取悦他的话呢，他甚至可能就是就是站在那个恶魔的那一边，然后呢一起来反对你。
Because you tried to kill her cows, so it,
因为你
she's going to think these demigods they're useless. I'm not going to support them anymore. I'll support the demons.
嗯，因为你却在想要杀害母牛们。然后呢，他可能就会因此而想，我不愿意再去继续支持那些半神人站在他们那一边，我需要站在恶魔那一方，因为这些你们半神人都是没有用的，还想着就是要杀掉我们母牛。
So this was Brahma's advice to Indra.
所以呢，这就是主 Brahma 对 Indra 的建议。
I can't help you. I'm sorry.The only hope you have is if you can get Surabhi, Devi to ask on your behalf, then you have some possibility of forgiveness.、
嗯、对不起，我无能为力，帮不了你。你唯一的方法就是去找刷比母牛。如果你能取悦他的话，他为你求情，那么还有可能。
Okay, so let's finish here, and we'll hear what happens.After 2 weeks, as you know, I'm doing alternate weeks now with Ramapada Swami. So we'll hear again in the 2 weeks what happened.
嗯，就是预知后事如何，我们要等到两周之后再为大家来揭晓。因为目前的话呢，是我跟 Ramapada Swami， 我们就是轮流来在这个周四早上讲课。那么就是两周之后我们再继续。
OK 了 ,any question?
OK 了我看一下 ,yes.、第一个问题潘查他的网
打死顶拜帕布翻译主持人和奉献者也顶拜你。请问 Krishna 以红白黄黑四种服饰显现除了Krishna 和主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 是黑色和黄色皮肤，红色和白色是哪些化身呢？
Yes, yes, in that when Garga Muni reveals Krishna's previous births to Nanda Maharaj, yes, he says he appears white, red and black.
Oh.White, red, and black.
Yes.
You mean,
Garga Muni.
Two color. I mean, white, red is one color.
Yes. White and red, yes.
Oh, okay. That means two color.
Yes.
Okay. 就是呢，当就是 Gagamoni 呢，他向 Nanda Maharaj 就是之前讲过，就是Krishna 他的上一次显现的时候呢，是以这个白色的、红色的这个服饰显现。
That's fine. This is described in the 8th chapter of the 10th canto.
这在圣涅伯加瓦坛的第十篇第八章中有所讲述。
So let's read. Yes. He appeared in every millennium in three different colors, white, red, and yellow, and now he's appearing in a blackish color.
这里就描述说呢，他曾经以这种白色、红色、黄色显现过，现在呢，他又以黑色的服饰显现。
Sometimes yellow, it says. Sometimes yellow.
有时候呢是以黄色服饰显现。
So Garga Muni is referring to the Yuga avatars.
所以呢 ，Garga Muni 呢，它指的就是这个 Yuga。就是这个阿巴塔化身。
Right, we know in each of the four, in each of the four ages, there is a Yuga avatar.
就是呢，在这个四个年代当中呢，都有这个 Yuga avatar， 就每个年代化身。
So in Satya Yuga, he appears in a white form. In Treta Yuga, he appears in a reddish form.In Dwapara Yuga, we know he appears in a blackish form, and sometimes, not always, sometimes in Kali Yuga, he appears in a yellowish form.
所以呢，就是在这个 Satya 年代呢，他是以这个白色的服饰显现；在这个Treta 年代呢，他以这个红色的服饰显现；在Dwapara 的年代呢。他以这个黑色辐射显现，有时候在这个卡利年代，他是以黄色的辐射显现。
So in Satya Yuga, he appears in a yogi-like form, in whitish form as a yogi.
然后呢，在萨提亚年代呢，他是白色的辐射，然后呢，以这个瑜伽师的一个形象显现。
Because As we know, Satya Yuga is the process of self-realization is meditation and yoga.
因为在这个萨提亚年代呢，这个自我觉悟的方法就是冥想以及瑜伽。
And then in Treta Yuga, as you may know, the process is performance of sacrifices.
在这个推塔年代呢。这个呢，觉悟自我的方法呢，就是通过举行祭祀。
So in that, in that age in Treta Yuga, the Lord appears in a reddish form. The Yuga avatar is in a reddish form.
所以呢，在这个Treta 年代呢，这个年代化身呢，就是以这种红色的服饰而显现。
And he appears as a, like a priest, like someone doing a priest, you know, priestly services.
他的这个显现的这个形象呢，是以一个就是祭师的一个身份显现，就是做祭祀的这个祭师。
In order to teach how the performance of Jagya, worshipping the Lord through the performance of Jagya.
他们呢是教导，他是教导人，就是以举行祭祀去崇拜主。
So, and then of course, so where are these forms described? You can get a very detailed description in the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam.
有关就是这些细节性的不同形象。这些细节描述呢，我们可以在《圣涅伯加瓦坛》第十一篇中找到。
I'm just trying to find the chapter. There's quite a detailed description there in the 11th canto of these yoga avatars.
就是呢在圣涅巴加瓦坛的第十一篇呢有关这个年代化身有着比较详细的一个描述。
Let me find. Then you can read it yourself, so I don't have to do it.
这样的话呢你们可以自己刻下来阅读我就没有必要再一一讲给你们。
These four colors and their different names are described in this 11th canto in much more detail.
就是呢在这个第十一篇当中呢就是有了更多的这个细节性的这些描述还有这些特征呢。
Yes, so this is in the 11th canto, chapter 5.
这在就是第11篇11章第五诗节中有所描述。
You can read in more detail, the description of the different avatars, but especially the yuga avatars. There's a lot of detail about the yuga avatars.
就是呢你们可以读到就是有关不同的这个阿瓦塔尤其是这个年代化身的不同的一个描述。Which verse?
Just the chapter, the whole chapter. You can read the whole chapter.
11.5. 就说第五章对第五章中在圣涅巴加瓦坛第十一篇第五章中就整个一章中都有关描述的这个年代化身的。
So you can get more, you know, the colors, the white form of the Lord, the red form of the Lord, and so on.So all the four yuga avatars, which is what Garga Muni is referring to in this chapter, chapter 5, very detailed description there.
所以呢就是有关这个白辐射的化身黄色红色辐射的这个化身还有这个 Garga Muni 所提到的这几个辐射呢就是在这个圣涅巴加瓦坛的第十一篇第五章中都有详细的描述。
Specifically from text 19, from text 19, the rest of the chapter.
尤其是从圣涅巴加瓦坛第十一篇第五章第十九诗节开始之后的这些诗节。
Let me write that.
我来读一下。
不是读一下，写一下。
read， 让我写出来这个。
Quite interesting. You can read it.
非常有意思的内容，你们大家都可以来阅读。
And it also describes the nature of the people in each age and the process of self-realization and the appearance of the yuga avatar.
然后呢，这些诗节呢都描述了，就是说，不同的年代人们的一个品性，然后呢。以及不同的年代觉悟自我的方法是什么以及每一个这个年代的这个化身
Okay, yes, so that's my answer Panchatattva Prabhu You can read the chapter and get all those details
所以 Panchatattva Prabhu 这是我的回答你可以来阅读这些诗节然后呢就可以得到答案了
Okay, yes, next
我看下一个问题是 Sitarani Devadasi 梵恩帕布的精彩讲课顶拜奉献者们请问母牛是 Krishna 真爱的奉献者为什么他们的星球是地球这个物质星球呢还遭受这么多的折磨和苦难呢
Well there are many planets in the material world and one of them is a planet of the cows
这个物质世界有很多星球其中有一个呢就是母牛的这个星球
Just like there's the planet of the demigods, planet of the human beings, you know, planets of different species of life, so there's also planet of the cows.
就像有半身人的星球也有人类的这个星球有这个不同的生物体呢它都有不同的居住的星球 那么呢也有这个母牛的这个星球。
The material world, as we know, is a place of suffering, whoever we are.
嗯，就是我们知道呢，这个啊、物质世界呢，不管我们是谁，它都是一个苦难之地。
We're all here for a reason, because we turned away from Lord Krishna.
嗯，我们来到这个物质世界都是有原因的，然后呢，我们是背离了 Krishna。
So that applies to all the species of life in the material world. Cows, human beings, you know, etc. Demigods, even.
所以呢这一点是适用于就是这个物质世界的、所有的这些生命种族的。就比如说母牛啊人类啊甚至半神人也是一样的。
More or less, we have all turned away from Krishna to different degrees. Therefore, we are here, and because we are here, we experience the sufferings of the material world.
嗯，就是呢，我们在不同程度上背离了 Krishna， 这就是为什么我们现在在这个物质世界，我们都遭受着不同的这个痛苦。
And of course, this is especially highlighted in Kali Yuga.
嗯。当然了，就是在这一点呢，就是在卡利年代尤为突出。
Extra sufferings and difficulties for all species, and certainly for cows also.
在这个卡利年代呢，就是说对这个所有的生物体来说，都是这个有额外的这种苦难和困难。对于这个母牛来说也是如此。
All living beings are dear to Lord Krishna.
所有的生物体对主 Krishna 来说都非常亲切。
But when we choose the wrong way, then we can expect to get trouble.
但是呢，当我们就是做了错误的选择的之后呢，那么我们所期待的就是面临着这个麻烦和困难。
And we have to experience, right, the cycle of reincarnation, being born in different bodies.And then we experience the difficulties of material life in these different material bodies.
所以呢，我们呢，就需要去经历这个轮回，然后呢，我们去经历不同的这个生物，生命体的这个躯体。我们呢，在不同的这个躯体中，体验着不同的一个物质的一种生活。
So that applies to the souls who accept cow bodies also.
这一点呢也是适用于那些有着母牛的躯体的生物体。
Material body after all. Yes, dear to Krishna, but human beings also dear to Krishna. Devotees also dear to Krishna, but because we're in the material world, we experience the difficulties of the material world.
就是呢这个母牛呢对 Krishna 来说非常亲切我们其实人类呢我们奉献者呢对 Krishna 也是非常亲切的但是呢由于我们处在这个物质世界我们呢在我们的这个生活当中呢都会经历一定的这个困难。
OK, next.
下一个问题我看一下 HP。
Hare Krishna, 顶拜所有的奉献者请问主 Krishna 和他奉献者的逍遥时光都是在 Yoga Maya 的影响下发生的吗
Sorry, read that again.
主 Krishna 和他的奉献者的逍遥时光都是在 Yoga Maya 的影响下发生的吗
Yes.
是的。
In different ways, yes.
是的以不同的方式。
Yoga Maya and other Shaktis, but specifically Yoga Maya. She has different sub-categories.
是 Yoga Maya, 还有其他的这个不同的 Shakti, 尤其是这个 Yoga Maya, 它有不同的这个能量。
So yes, correct. In different ways.
你所说的是对的是以不同的方式而展现的。
Especially in Vrindavan, she manifests in very special ways.
尤其是在文达文他呢就是以不同的方式来显现。
Prabhu, I also want to ask a question connected to this question. I want to know what's the different function of Yoga Maya and Lila Sakti. 就是我想问一个跟这个问题相关的一个问题，就是因为刚才月亮跑步讲课中提到了这个 Lila Shakti 和这个 Yoga Maya 嘛，那么我就问他们两个的这个在功能上有什么区别？
Similar.
哦，相似的。
So Lila Shakti and other Shaktis, they're like you. We could say they are subcategories of Yoga Maya.
就是呢。Lila Shakti 还有其他的这些 Shakti 的这个范畴呢，我们可以说他们是属于这个 Yoga Maya 的，就是小的一个范畴。
All of them arrange things in a way to make the pastime more interesting, to make the pastime more sweet, to make the pastime sometimes more difficult.But in all cases, to increase the affection between Krishna and his associates.
所以呢，就是他们呢都以不同的方式呢，他们做出各种各样的安排，以让 Krishna 的这些逍遥时光呢，就是更加的有趣，更加的甜美。有时候呢，甚至是更加的困难一点。就是但是呢，在所有的情况之下，他们的这个目的呢。都是要增加 Krishna 和他奉献的之间的这个喜爱之情。
So they all do similar things, and all the Shaktis, they do similar in Vrindavan anyway. They all have similar aims, they might just do it in slightly different ways.
然后呢，就是在 Vrindavan 呢，这些不同的 Shakti 呢，他们其实都在做着相似的事情，他们呢只是以不同的方式来进行。
Same like Brinda Devi, right? Brinda Devi, Tulasi Devi, same. She also helps a lot with the pastimes in Vrindavan.
其实这跟这个 Brinda Devi 和 Tulasi Devi 的这种情况也类似，就是他们也是就是以不同的方式在 Vrindavan 就是协助着这些参与着这些逍遥时光。
She's the goddess of Vrindavan, so she also helps to facilitate the pastimes in different ways.
Vanda Devi 呢，她是 Vrindavan 的女神，她也是呢，就是以不同的方式来协助着这些逍遥时光，为他们提供便利。
So these different personalities, this is how they serve Lord Krishna in the pastime.
所以呢，这就是他们在这些逍遥时光当中是如何服务于 Krishna 的。
There may be some technical differences with what they do, but I wouldn't be able to answer that aspect now. I would have to read some more.
他们呢可能从这个技术上来讲呢，可能会有一些区别。但是呢，目前的话呢，对这一点我暂不做什么评述，我还需要就是阅读更多的一些资料。然后呢，以后有机会可能再讲。
Okay,
yeah, thank you.
我们看还有问题吗？
还有两个问题。I have two more questions. 庞继东，顶拜咕噜翻译，你好，主持人好，大家好。我记得有一次是看书还是听哪个咕噜讲的，说现在是卡利年代，只要没有实际行动。心意的冒犯是没有业报的，不知道这么说对不对？感恩咕噜指点迷津。
Yes, I have heard.
咕噜明示。
I have heard that also.
是的，我也是，这么听说过。
I don't remember from which shastra, but I think I have read it also.
我不记得是来自于哪一部经典，但是呢，我记得我曾经读到过这样的一个说法。
That in the age of Kali, if you, for the sinful reaction, you have to actually do it. You have to actually do the action to get the reaction. If we have a sinful thought, we don't get a reaction for the thought. We only get a reaction for the actual sin, for the actual activity.
就是呢，这个就是这样陈述的，就是说在这个卡利年代呢，就是我们
只有去做了那些罪恶的活动才可能得到这个罪恶的反应。如果只是一些想法的话呢，就不会有这个业报反应。你只有实际的去付出行动了，才会有这个业报的这个产生。
And in a similar sense, it says, in Kali Yuga, if we think of a pious action, if we think of something pious, we will get the reaction to it.
还有类似的一个说法，就是在卡利年代，如果我们只是去想一想那些虔诚的活动的话呢，我们仍然可以有这个好的业报。
And then in Satya Yuga, if someone thinks of something sinful, they get the reaction, but we have to do something pious to get the reaction.
然后呢，在这个萨提亚年代的时候，就是一个人他仅仅是想一些就是不好的一些想法，他都会有反应。但是呢，在这个萨提亚年代呢，一个人只有亲自去做了这些崇高的虔诚的活动，他才可能得到这个虔诚的结果。
So it is said like that, yes.
Oh, yeah. That's very special in Kali Yuga.
Some special consideration because we are quite simple. Yes, okay, next.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Yes.
Next? Oh, is that finished? Hayama.
Sorry, it's a little broken.
Any more questions? Haribol.
这一会儿可能网络的原因吧，这边听不到法布讲课。
Hare Krishna.
Sati Mataji。你能听到月亮爬步的声音吗？
是的，我可以听到，你们两个声音都听到，可能你那网络不好吧。我还有最后一个问题，正式爬步 Radha Priya Mataji 的，我读给您吧。感恩爬步的精彩讲课，感谢翻译，然后 Indra 冒了这么愚蠢的错误，仅仅是因为骄傲吗？还是 Krishna 为了上演逍遥时光迷惑了他呢？有时候一个人犯了愚蠢的错误，自己都不知道当时怎么就发生了，是命运使然吗？
Indra's offense was certainly because of his pride. Hare Krishna.
Jamuna Priya Mataji.你那儿刚才有回音，你再重新开一下麦。
Hare Krishna。Maybe we'll finish and just do next week?
Yes, I think so.
He seems to have some connection problem.
是的。好吧。那因为那个 Jamuna Priya Mataji 那儿网络的问题，我们听不到他的声音，而且我们后面又提上来一个问题，所以我们下次来回答吧。
Hare Krishna。
Hare Krishna。Can you hear？
不好意思，现在能听到吧 ？OK。
Anyway，
那我们就继续吗？
不，下一个星期吧。
OK。
Because I have another classroom, so I should go.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, everybody, thank you for listening. Hare Krishna.
好，非常感谢大家的聆听。
And so we'll meet again in 2 weeks.
2周之后见。
我们就是2周之后。
and I included some reading references. You can please read also to understand more.
嗯，就是呢，我在对话框里呢贴的有一些内容，你们大家呢可以就是把它copy 下来，然后呢后面再阅读。
So, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Okay, you're gonna say the final word, Jamuna Priya, Devi Dasi.
Okay. 嗯，Hare Krishna， 各位尊敬的奉献者。外昆纳之音服务员已聆听，今天我们的讲课呢就到此结束，感谢詹德西克帕布为我们带来的精彩的讲课，感谢沙蒂玛太吉的精彩的主持，也感谢房间所有奉献者热情专注的聆听，感谢你们大家提出来的这么多的好的问题，我们两周之后呢会继续，感谢你们大家 Hare Krishna， 希望你们在 Krishna 知觉中度过美妙的一天。
Hare Krishna.